Cruising has become one of Australia's favourite holiday pursuits, and it's not just about the destination, it can be about the journey itself. Take, for example, the Cruising Groove, which departs Sydney on November 6th. It pitches fans of 50s and 60s rock and roll and features no fewer than 30 music acts, among them Dean Zedd. Welcome.
Are you there?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, how's it going?
Thanks for having me on the show.
That's all good.
Thanks for joining us.
Now, first question. Is it Dean Zedd or Dean Z?
Well, I believe in your country, I get called Dean Zedd a lot.
Yes.
But that's okay. I go more by Jay-Z, Dean Z. Because we never use the Zedd thing over here in the States. But I'm used to hearing it. You know, I'm in Australia quite a bit. And so sometimes I have to spell it Z-E-E when I'm over there. So it's pronounced correctly.
I would like to say I say Z. Because that's how I was brought up. It sounds nicer than...
Oh, nice. Okay.
So,
although I don't have any American background, I do the same thing.
I respond to both.
It's
all right. I respond to whatever. I've been called way worse, so it's
okay.
Yes, anyway. So the theme of this year's Cruising Groove is Elvis Meets the Legends. Tell us about some of the artists.
Well, we've got some of the greatest Elvis tribute artists in the world on this particular cruise. And I'm very lucky to be a part of it myself. You know, we have other entertainers going to be performing the music of the 1950s and 60s. So there's several different tribute artists on the ship. But because it is a special event with the Elvis portion of it, they're really pushing all of the Elvis events for the cruise. And so I will be performing on one of the nights, and I'll be performing the 1968 comeback special, Elvis in the black leather outfit when he was basically looked the best he'd ever looked in his life.
Damn right.
Oh, that's a good one to get to do then, eh?
special.
Yes, sir. Yeah. I really enjoyed doing that one. I think Elvis was so cool in that leather.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited about it.
So it sounds like it's a music festival at sea. Will you get to be able to enjoy the other artists?
Yeah, I do believe that there'll be several nights of the cruise. You know, that's the good thing about these cruises where there's so many artists. Since we only have to work one or two nights out of the cruise, the other nights will be open. And so, you know, you might be seeing an artist and I might be standing right next to you if you're on the cruise ship with us.
Yeah.
You know, it's a really, really cool way for all of the artists to mingle with the folks that are on the cruise to watch us, and we all get to enjoy each other's performances. So, yeah, I'll definitely be out checking out the other artists on the ship.
Just off the back of that, are you aware of how many Elvis artists there will be?
In total?
Yeah.
In total, on this particular ship, I believe there are six. But I could be completely wrong with that. I do believe there are six headliners, and I'm lucky enough to be one of them. We actually have four world champions. So myself, I won the world championship in 2013. And we have my dear friend Sean Clush. He won it in 2007. Bill Cherry won in 2009. And Justin Shandor won in 2010. And so so it's a really cool way to see some of the world's best tribute artists right there porting out of Sydney. So, we're really excited about it. And I know that y'all are located in Brisbane, and I've actually done many shows in Brisbane and Gold Coast and Sunshine Coast, Coolangatta, all over the place. I love Australia, and I love the Elvis fans of Australia. So looking forward to seeing them all on the ship.
Indeed, yeah. Sounds like there's a lot of great talent all coming together. Just out of my own curiosity, do you all get together and do like group performances of like six Elvises all on stage, or is it mostly just singular?
Well, that's a really good question. There will be a special finale at the end of the cruise where we'll all get to do some songs together. And we do all do these little jam sessions and things like that on the ship. Most of the time, they're not even scheduled. They're just kind of impromptu. And we might just all get together and take over a lounge and start singing. It's really fun for the audience to kind of watch that sort of thing. But, yes, there will be some special surprises in there where some of the artists will be on stage with others, and it always makes for a good time. You know, you've got four or five Elvis tribute artists on stage together, you can't help but have fun. You know, it's a good time.
So What do you specifically enjoy about performing as Elvis Presley?
Oh, man, there's so many things I love performing. You know, there's so many reasons. Mm. You know, of course, the reaction, the smile on the face that it gets for people. And, you know, Elvis's music is good for all generations. That's what's so special about Elvis and why Elvis is so relevant today, just as he was, you know, 30, 40 years ago. You know, the music stands the test of time, and it stands up on its own 2 feet. It's great music, and so people enjoy it. And so it's always great to see that. I personally love creating new Elvis fans. You know, a lot of time there might be people there at the show that have never seen an Elvis tribute artist, or might not even be an Elvis fan. They just were brought along, or they were curious as to what it's all about. And for me to be able to say, you know, this is the music that we all love, and get people kind of get a glimpse of what it was like to see Elvis in person. And hopefully if they enjoy it and we can kind of create a new Elvis fan out of it, that's a very satisfying thing. And then also, you know, making new memories for people and kind of bringing back memories that they've already had. You know, if they were there the first time, they get to tell me about, you know, I saw Elvis in the 70s or I saw Elvis in 56 at the, you know, on television. I remember sitting in, you know, I love hearing those sort of anecdotes from people, kind of reliving their youth, and everyone leaves with a little pep in their step, you know, even if they didn't come in that way, it's kind of exciting to see everybody kind of get energized by the music.
That's totally right. I actually have a story that I think you'd enjoy as an Elvis impersonator. If you'd like to hear it, I was headed through South Australia. And there's a small town in southern Australia, south of Queensland, I think, in New South Wales somewhere, called Parkes. Now, I was headed through here just coincidentally, and it just so happened that on the day that I was headed through, the entire town was having their annual Elvis convention. For anyone that didn't understand that was happening, I was so confused. There were people everywhere dressed like Elvis. Yeah. There was Elvis in the windows. There were people performing on the street. I went into a shop to get a milkshake, and there was a live performance, an Elvis impersonator out on this stage playing a song. And I was completely...
It's incredible. You know, I've actually headlined that festival twice.
Oh, really?
And so, yes, I totally understand what you're saying. Yeah, I headlined in Parkes 2012 and 2013. And the whole town, even the mayor, I rode in a parade with the mayor of Parkes, and he was fully dressed head to toe, full black hair, got the sideburns, the glasses, a red jumpsuit. So even the mayor gets into it down there in Parkes.
I would
the
believe that.
The big fish, I do believe. That's what they call that place down there.
That is amazing.
That is absolutely incredible. I didn't know you even headlined that festival. That's amazing. Good job. Anyway,
I do love Australia. I'm out there quite a bit, and that's what's really exciting about this. You know, it's kind of a new experience for me, because usually when I'm in Australia, I'm obviously on land performing, and for this is going to be really a cool way to hang out and spend time with the Australian Elvis fans, because when you're on a ship, we're all there together, you know, so we might all be having breakfast together one day, and then I'll be singing for you the next, and by the pool the next day, you know, so... It's kind of a unique experience, and it's the only way to get this sort of intimate kind of relationship with the audience. You get to spend time with them and really get to know everybody, and by the end, we all kind of leave one happy family. So it'll be a really cool, different way for me to spend time with the Australian Elvis fans.
Sounds incredible. Anyway, it was great to catch up with you, Dean Z. Can you give us a little of your Elvis song before we say goodbye?
Oh, what would you want to hear? You want to hear like a little bit of Blue Suede Shoes or something like that?
Ooh.
Well, it's the one for the money, two for the show, something like that. Or we could just say thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, I love it. I love both of those.
I love both of those. Hit us with that little one for the money. Come on, first one.
Well, it's the one for the money, two for the show, three to get her in, and then go, cat, go. That's as much as I can give you.
Yes! All right, that's the free trial.
You got to get the rest on the ship.
Woo! Yes, of course.
Okay, it was great to catch up with you. Thanks for being with us, Dean Z.
Thank you guys so much. You have a great day.
You too. Thank you. That was Dean Z, he's the Elvis impersonator.
With the Grooves and Cruise.
Yeah, and Groove, I think that would be...
Grooves? What am I saying? Groove and Cruise. Yes. Cruise and Groove. Cruise and Groove. That's all right. I got it right the third time.
You got it
time.
This time? Awesome. So I think that was awesome. What do you think?
That's an incredible concept. I love it.